This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the suspect in Friday's shooting in Christchurch traveled around the world and was not a long-term resident of the country. Ardern told a news conference in the capital, Wellington, that the man was an Australian citizen who had traveled sporadically to New Zealand and stayed for a varied amount of time. She said he was, however, not on any watch list in New Zealand or Australia.
The individual charged with murder had not come to the attention of the intelligence community, nor the police, for extremism. I have asked our agencies this morning to work swiftly on assessing whether there was any activity on social media or otherwise that should have triggered a response.
The 28-year-old gunman shot dead 49 people and wounded more than 40 others at two New Zealand mosques on Friday. He is scheduled to appear in court in New Zealand Saturday. Ardern said that nationalities affected by the attack include Pakistan, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Here in Washington, President Donald Trump said he telephoned New Zealand's prime minister to pledge U.S. support. Speaking at the White House, the president said the United States would provide whatever help is needed.
New Zealand has been a great friend and partner for many years. Our relationship has never been better. And what they're going through is absolutely terrible. So our hearts are with them and whatever we can do.
Asked by a reporter if he saw an increase in white nationalism, Trump said he did not, but it might be an issue in New Zealand. The president also said he had not seen a manifesto in which the suspected gunman praised Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has issued his first veto overruling Congress after it blocked his emergency declaration for border wall funding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
A day after a dozen Republicans joined in blocking his move to go around Congress and securing border funding, the president fought back.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution.
Surrounded in the Oval Office by law enforcement officials and families of those killed by people in the country illegally, he did sign it after blasting Congress for voting against reality.
It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
Lawmakers had said the president was violating the separation of powers by unilaterally deciding where to spend money. It's unlikely they'll have enough votes to override his veto. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aviation investigators found a piece of a horizontal stabilizer in an unusual position in the wreckage of the Ethiopian airliner that crashed last Sunday, killing 157 people. As Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, the position of the stabilizer was similar to one on an Indonesian jet that crashed last October.
The horizontal stabilizer is reportedly set in an unusual position, similar to that seen in the wreckage of an Indonesian MAX 8 which crashed last year. The position of the stabilizer could help determine whether the plane was set nose down for a steep dive. All Boeing MAX jets now grounded worldwide because of similarities between the two crashes. Problems with the plane's software suspected in the Indonesian incident. Black boxes from the Ethiopian jet are now being analysed in France. Initial conclusions expected in a few days. In the meantime, Boeing will keep making its bestseller, but deliveries to airlines are suspended.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan said Friday that peace in Afghanistan is around the corner, citing ongoing negotiations between the United States and the Taliban. The negotiations have been initiated with the Taliban. God willing, our brothers in Afghanistan would live together in peace in coming days, Khan told a public gathering in northwestern Bajor Tribal District. Without elaborating further, the prime minister asserted the peace process would result in stability, trade, and economic prosperity for the region. Islamabad is credited for arranging Washington's direct dialogue with the Taliban that U.S. officials say has made real strides in recent days. U.S. and Taliban officials concluded their latest round of discussions last Tuesday in Qatar. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.